Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. This is Catherine Trotter, your host for Leader in You. Well, happy July. We are in the middle of the summer. I know everyone is either on some type of travel mode. I know we had July 4th. I hope everyone had a safe and happy holiday connecting with your family. One of the things that I do appreciate for about all of our listeners is that you tune in, you plug in. Just know that I appreciate you. Well, we are right back at it talking about life lessons. It is so key and so important to keep in mind about forward movement, forward growth as we continue to live out our life, live out our dreams, live out what we feel that we've been called to, our mission. So what is today's topic about? Today's topic is about don't allow your past to hinder your present. Again, it says don't allow your past to hinder your present. How many of us that's listening to this show and that will be listening to the repeat line sometimes have felt that you have been in a state of pause? Your life has been on pause. It's been on the pause button. You feel that you're paralyzed. You feel that you're not going backwards. You're not going forward. You're just kind of stuck. Well, our goal today on this show is to help individuals to get unstuck. You know, we all have been there. I've been there. Many of the listeners have been there. So it's nothing to be ashamed about. However, it's something that we need to move forward. We need to grow. We need to realize and recognize the power that we do have on the inside of us to break free into our destiny. I am a believer. I definitely believe in God. I believe that through all the hurdles and challenges and situations in my life, He strengthened me, to be able to move forward, to be able to get off of the seat of do nothing and being paralyzed to walk again. How many of you are on that bench and you're just sitting there and you're afraid to take the step off of the bench? You're afraid to even stand up, let alone to take the walk away from the bench that you've been paralyzed in for many years. It's time to get up off the bench today. It is time to live your life. It is time to move forward. It is time to break free. It is time to stop blaming yourself. It is time to stop blaming other people for where you are, where you feel you are not. People, you know, life happens, okay? Life happens. But when life happens, am I saying it's going to be easy sometime to process those situations? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. One of the things I know that's important that we all have to do is that we have to get to a place of pressing forward. We have to get to the place that we say, I'm not going to just stay here stuck, but I am going to move forward. The truth is, unless you let go, unless you forgive yourself, unless you forgive the situation, unless you realize that the situation is over, you cannot move forward. Yesterday is not ours to recover, but tomorrow is ours to win or lose. I think that the power is the principle of moving forward. A lot of times people say, well, I'm not free, I'm not free, I'm not free. Well, until you actually start motion, you can't break free. That's in anything. If we want to be let go of something, we have to have motion. We have to move forward. We cannot just stay stuck. If we stay stuck, we will become what? We will become paralyzed. We will become paralyzed to the point that we no longer recognize ourselves. We will become paralyzed to the point that we say, who am I? I don't even recognize myself anymore. Who am I? Who are you today? Because a lot of times we get to the place and we say, well, I don't even know how to move forward anymore. This is all that life has to offer. This is all that it will offer. So I'm just gonna stay here. Too often we become paralyzed in moving forward with our lives because we are stuck in the past. Don't get me wrong. Okay, I know that there are devastating situations that can be difficult to process and overcome, but when it gets to the point that it paralyzes you, then the situation is controlling you. Today,
begin a new journey in your life to start the healing process and to release anger, bitterness, and strife from your life. Holding it in is not going to be good. Holding that on the inside, holding on to what you cannot change, it will become to slowly work on your mindset, and it will become a poison on your mental status. How do you even let go of the past? That is a common question that's discussed many, many times. How do you let go? There is no easy answer or solution, but one must make the first conscious step to being free first in your mindset, and then that will begin to chart a new course in your life. Don't allow the naysayers to keep you in bondage to your past. It is time to grow and evolve past what you have known. It is time to evolve into who you are destined to be. In the book, John C. Maxwell, he wrote many things, but in the book, The 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership, one of the chapters in the book says the law of the inner circle. I ask you today, who is in your inner ear? What voices are you listening to? What is your internal voice saying to you? The past is an action, is a situation that cannot be changed. We cannot change it. Now, we can reflect on it. Reflections aren't bad. We can reflect on it and see what pearls of wisdom that we can glean from it. What can we take away from it? And how can we grow from it? So if we're going to look at the past, look at the past from that perspective. What can we take from it? How can we grow from it? Now, your present is the act of now. How many of you are operating in the act of now? Or how many individuals are still stuck in the past, not from a perspective of a reflective status, but from a perspective that you're paralyzed? It's something to think about. Live your life in the present moment. Live your life in the present moment. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift of God, which is why we can call it the present. Unless you let go, unless you forgive yourself, unless you forgive the situation, unless you realize that the situation is over, you cannot move forward. You can't move forward. You're going to stay stuck. And you're going to constantly stay in this revolving state in your mindset of, how did I get here? How did I get stuck? A lot of times, as I stated earlier, there is no perfect answer to get unstuck, but you have to move. You have to want it more than being in a state of grieving. Grief is a very difficult thing. Don't get me wrong. You know, there's grief on many levels, so many situations that could have occurred in our life. I won't go into that because everyone has different situations, but whatever your personal situation might be, I'm not discounting the hurt or the pain that came with that situation. But today I'm trying to awaken that leader in you that says, I'm going to use this pain as ammunition. I'm going to use this hurt to recover what I did lose. And a lot of times when we're going through a state of recovery, when we do regain ourselves, we are in a place now where we're mentally clear on what we need to do. We're mentally clear on a vision for our life. We're mentally clear on the mission for our life. When we're constantly stuck in a state of being paralyzed, we cannot see clearly because we're only seeing through the lens of the past, and we can't even see what's right before us in the future. We can't even see what we're able to obtain because we're stuck in the past. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for plugging into this show. For those that have just joined us today, we are on a new topic, and we thank you for been joining our show for such a time, for over the past several months. But today's life lessons topic is on don't allow your past to hinder your present. Again, don't allow your past to hinder your present. This is Catherine Trotter, your host. For those that want to learn more about myself and my company, you can go to CatherineTrotter.com. Again, that's CatherineTrotter.com. One of the things that I think is so key and so important as we continue to push forward and not allowing our past to hinder your present, one of the things that's important is that we have to make a conscious decision to say no to the negativity in our life, right? A lot of times we allow negativity to enter in our inner circle, and that consumes our mindset. It consumes our day, actually, because if you think about the course of a day, you start out in the morning, get yourself ready, get yourself together, and you say you're going to go out and you're going to take on the world, you're going to achieve all of these things, and by nightfall, what have you actually accomplished? By the end of the week, what have you accomplished? And a lot of times, if you haven't accomplished as much as you wanted, it's because you allowed the negative energy to consume you. Because when that negative energy is in your inner circle, it stifles creativity. It stifles your vision of being clear of the mission. So I say to you, what negative energy is in your inner circle? What negative energy are you bringing into your own circle? What are you pondering on throughout the day? What do you, like, have going on in your mindset, right? One of our topics for life lessons was talking about the mindset. You can go back to our previous links to hear that show. But what is your mindset? What channel is your mindset set on? What station are you listening to every day? What are you playing over and over and over again in your mind? Because whatever that is, it's gonna show up in your fruit. It's gonna show up in your results. It's gonna show up in your accomplishments. What did you accomplish that day? What did you accomplish by the end of the week? What did you accomplish by the end of the month? What did you accomplish by the end of the quarter? And ultimately, what did you accomplish by the end of the year? And a lot of times, yes, it is hard to do a review because that's an internal checkpoint. You gotta internally check yourself. It's not about checking nobody else, it's about checking yourself. Once you have done that, then you really have started your awakening process when you start checking yourself, not other people, but yourself. This show is about leadership. The title of the show is Leader in You. Good morning to the leader in you. Good morning to who you are to become, not to who you have been. I don't care how many times you've messed up. I don't care how many times your family wants to remind you of your mess up. Your family, your friends, whoever want to remind you of your mess up. You are not defined by your mess up. You are not defined by your past. Allow your past to be used as stepping stones. Allow your past and harness wisdom from the past. I'm not saying don't ever reflect on the past, but if you're going to do it again in a reflective status of what you can glean from it, what you can pull out from it, on how you can grow from it. You feel stuck and you feel paralyzed and you just can't move forward and you're just, it's just another day and I don't even know what I'm going to do. Wake up every morning with an agenda. That's one of the strategies that you can move forward with. That's a tool that you can use. Wake up every morning with an agenda. Matter of fact, the night before you go to bed, write out your agenda for the next day. Okay, you may not have all the resources that you want. That's a common statement. Well, I don't have everything I need or everything I want to execute on my mission, execute on my goals. That's okay. But you need to write down what it is you need, what it is you want. And I'm telling you, through practice of my own life, there are times about I was carrying out a particular task, carrying out a particular event or function. I wrote down what I needed, and it manifested itself. I wrote it down. I spoke it out of my mouth. And then I created an action step, a seven-day action step on what I needed to do to make it a reality, right? So how do you move from the past to the present? Create an action step. You don't have to feel like you have to be this overnight person and you're just no longer feeling the effects of the past. That's not even what I'm saying. But create action steps. Every day you should be growing. Every day you should be getting stronger. You can create a seven-day action step. You can create a 30-day action step. A quarterly and an annual. Where do you want to see yourself by the end of the year? Right? In order to move forward, it has to be done in incremental steps. I'm not saying that you're going to start from A and you go straight to Z. No, do it in incremental steps. And that way you can see small successes and small growth for yourself internally, mentally, where you are, emotionally, where you are, right? Because our emotions, sometimes they dictate too much of our life. Our emotions dictate too much of our life. We allow our emotions to make decisions for us. We allow our emotions to dictate how we're going to conduct ourselves. We allow our emotions to put us in a state of being paralyzed. What are you allowing your emotions to do? What are you allowing your emotions to do? And how are you going to move forward from this point? It's the how. I've given several tools.
create an action step for yourself, a 7-day, a 30-day, a quarter, and a 12-month, which is an annual action step. Today, what I want you to do, if you didn't do it last night, make an agenda for today. Wake up and know what you're going to do. Be intentional about your day, right? Because if you don't be intentional about your day will get away, and before you know it, it's 9 p.m., 10 p.m., like, oh, my gosh, the whole day is gone, and what did I accomplish? When you're making your agenda for the day, do it hour by hour. What are you going to do this hour? What are you going to do that hour? Until it becomes so automatic. When you wake up, you know what you need to do. You know what you need to accomplish, right? So, in other words, you have to retrain your mindset. And in retraining your mindset, you need to put yourself on a schedule. You need to put yourself in a posture that is conducive for you growing into your future self, for you growing and manifesting what it is you see and what you desire for yourself, for you, ladies and gentlemen. Nobody can do it for you. For those that have been tuning in, this is Catherine Trotter. Good morning to the leader in you. Today's topic, we are continuing with our life lessons, and today's topic is don't allow your past to hinder your present. Don't allow your past to hinder your present. There's another quote that says, life can only be understood backwards, but it must be lived forward. A lot of times there's going to be things that's going to come, but we cannot stop. We, you and I, we've come too far. We've sacrificed too much to just continue to live in the past. We must move on to the now. We must move on to what we have been called to do. Yesterday is not ours to recover, but tomorrow is ours to win or lose. Now, again, ladies and gentlemen, that is a very realistic factor. A lot of times we may set out to do something, we may lose. I've lost many things over the years. Many things that it didn't turn out the way I wanted it to turn out, but I had to dust it off. I had to reevaluate the situation. I had to, you know, take some time to myself to rejuvenate, and then I had to get back up there again and go forward. You can't just stop, because in stopping, you are no longer allowing yourself to be. You are no longer allowing yourself to live. Even if you fall on your face, many of you may have heard this quote, even if you fall on your face, you're still moving forward. The key word is move forward, not stay stuck, not stay paralyzed, but move forward. Until you are able, until we are able to move forward, we will live in a constant state of being paralyzed. Yes, growth is painful. Change is painful. But nothing is as painful as staying stuck somewhere you don't belong. You must move forward. Activate the power that's on the inside of you. It's time to activate right now. It's time to activate your gifts. Many of you have many gifts that you're just sitting on. The hardest thing about moving forward is leaving something behind. And usually it's the part of ourselves. A lot of times we're not ready to die to that part of ourselves that is actually poisoning us, right? And that's why I said, you know, staying in a state of negativity is poison on your mindset. It's poison. And one of the things we have to do today is retrain our mindset. It's a quote that I saw. It says, as I look back on my life, I realize that every time I thought I was being rejected from something good, I was actually being redirected to something better. Okay? So we know that as we continue to move forward, life will happen. We've heard that many times. But what I'm saying to you, to the leaders that's listening to this show, today is time to rise. Today is time to conquer. Today is time to push forward. Learn more about my company, CatherineTrotter.com. That's CatherineTrotter.com. This is Catherine Trotter, your host for Good Morning to the Leader in You. Today's topic has been continuing with our series on life lessons. And today's specific topic is don't allow your past to hinder your present. Share this show with someone that you know that can benefit from moving out of their past and going into their present and living in the present, right? So I thank everybody that listened to the show live. I appreciate you. I see you. I appreciate everyone that's going to listen to the replay line. Please share this with other leaders that you know that need to move from their past and live in their present. Have a fabulous day. I'm going to see you at the top and hear everyone next week at the following show dealing with life lessons. Stay tuned for what that topic will be. I love you all, and I'll see you at the top.